Live. Toll-free number tonight for you, 855-453. You can Skype us as well. Username there for you to connect to is lrn.fm. Just send us your contact request. It will be accepted, and then it'll be easy for you to reach out to us on Skype. Again, Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site. Submit different content to it. That could be a YouTube video. It could be a blog post that you think's interesting, maybe a news item. And then it appears on the upcoming stories page. It'll await a certain number of votes, and the most voted will make it to, or actually once it passes a certain number, it'll make it to the front page of the site. So hop on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. 855 453. Coming up, some ridiculous teenage behavior at your local grocery store involving smashing milk gallons. Plus, we've got other news about, well, actually not necessarily news, but something useful. Julia is going to share with us the benefits of optimism. But first, we'll start with Scientology. We haven't talked about Scientology in a while on this program, and it's one of those religions that has sort of, you know, it seems really culty, but it's mainstream enough to where maybe you can't really call it a cult anymore. I don't know where the dividing line is between when a religion is no longer considered a cult and is now considered like a big religion or something like that. But generally, all religions are still cults. It's just that there's a certain point at which they don't get referred to as a cult anymore.
Yeah, I think it's just a pejorative that the major religions use against the minor religions when it comes to, you know, a cult is just, you know, it's just an insulting thing to call it. I mean, every religion fits into the definition of cult. But I think that the most rigorous definition of cult is a cult that is an organization, a religion that is centered around one individual. So one person,
a cult of personality.
Yeah, that one person that is sort of this powerful central figure.
But David Koresh, for instance.
That would be a pretty good example. There's a variety of them out there, but you know, he's
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones is a great example, and so yeah, I think that's where, you know, I don't know. Does Scientology have that central leader anymore? It used to be the Heinlein. No, not Heinlein. The other guy. I can't remember his name.
So. You know, that's funny, too, because I'm spacing on it as well. I'm sure it'll come up here in the discussion. L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard, that's
what we're looking for. And, of course, he's dead now. So, yeah, is the current guy who's in charge that person? I don't know. I'm not involved in the religion. Maybe you have been and you'd like to, or maybe you still are and you'd like to enlighten us. But we're going to turn to start the conversation to France24.com, international news 24/7. The AFP reporting, the Church of Scientology has lashed out at a new book by its leader's niece, which recounts a stolen childhood and how she was brainwashed and cut off from her family before eventually escaping. In a book titled Beyond Belief, My Secret Life Inside Scientology and My Harrowing Escape, Jenna Miscavige Hill, whose uncle David Miscavige runs the secretive group, also claims she was forced to work as a child. But a spokesman for the church says her claims are false and denounced efforts to exploit Mr. Miscavige's name. The church has long respected the family unit while accommodating and helping those raising children, according to the spokeswoman for the Church of Scientology International. The church, they say, does not engage in any activities that mistreat, neglect, or force children to engage in manual labor. The church follows all laws with respect to children, she said, accusing Miscavige Hill of apostate behavior. In the book published in February, the 29-year-old tells of hard labor that she and other children were forced to do in the 1990s in The Ranch, in a remote part of the California desert. The Ranch, which is capitalized, near San Jacinto, 90 miles southeast of Los Angeles, was, quote, like a military boot camp with grueling drills, endless musters, exhaustive inspections, and arduous physical labor that no child should have to do. The children saw their parents for only a few hours per week. They did not receive any education in the traditional sense, says Miscavige Hill, who lived there for 6 years until she was 12 years old. Those interned there were, those interned there until 2000 were the children of the Sea Org, the elite of the church founded by science fiction writer L. Ron Hubbard. They worked, she says, 14 hours per day, 7 days a week, for a weekly wage of $45.
Sounds like jail. Prison. Frankly, convicts don't work that many hours.
The details fit in with another book which came out in, I don't know, Mark, there were some guys that were working 7 day weeks when I was in jail, but they weren't working 14 hour days, so maybe you're right. Details fit in with another book which came out in January in the U.S. called Going Clear by journalist Lawrence Wright, which the church described as so ludicrous it belongs in a supermarket tabloid. Among other backbreaking tasks, the Scientologist children had to drag enormous rocks to build a wall or dig irrigation channels under the blazing desert sun, according to Ms. Cabbage Hill. She said that the conditions we worked under would have been tough for a grown man, and yet any complaints, backflashing, which is a Scientology term for talking back, it's another thing about cults, is typically they have jargon, so there will be words that, you know, may not necessarily make sense on first look. You have to talk to someone who is in the cult to really get a definition for what that term might mean.
I've always found that to be a kind of a funny thing. Often any group tends to focus on a particular area. So in some areas, we really don't have language to describe exactly what one is thinking or what one is trying to describe. So one has to create kind of new words. You can just create some kind of nonsense word to describe that, or you can use sort of compound words, or you can use existing words. And I do agree that that is an indication of cults, it's also an indication of a heck of a lot of things. For instance, anybody who's doing, you know, work in the field of medicine or technology, when you create new things, you have to have new words for those new things. That's not culty.
So jargon isn't necessarily, like, it could be an indication of a cult, but there are other indications as well.
I think that it's this indication. I tend to agree, but I think that people put a lot of emphasis on jargon. And, for instance, in the Liberty Movement, we will often use terms in a way that, in specific ways, on Free Talk Live, we spend a lot of time talking about the semantics, the meaning of words. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about things in specific ways, and people will consider that to be culty. For instance, the word aggression. Aggression means to us initiating force against someone else, whereas it doesn't necessarily mean that to the average person in the way that they use it when they're talking, you know, and people will often.
Yeah, but the word aggression is being used in that case by its dictionary definition.
Look, using things by their dictionary definition is going to be considered jargony because the vast majority of people out there don't do it.
Well, I don't know if that's really fair. I think that
nothing's fair in this world, sir.
Okay. But I don't feel like... Okay, so for instance...
Do you want to look up fair?
Cage is another one. Putting people in cages,
yes.
For example.
Pointing a gun at them. It's another kind of jargony thing that Liberty folks will say.
Well, the cage is accurate because that's what...
I don't care if it's accurate or not.
But, you know, jargon is not using words as they are defined, but is instead perhaps redefining a word or making up a completely new word. So, for instance, industry jargon, you mentioned that, you know, different groups have different words. Good one for industry jargon in the radio world is cans. Cans is a word for headphones. It's an industry word. You're never going to hear anybody outside of the recording industry use the term cans.
I can
for
sit
headphones.
In the studio and I can tell Julia nice cans, and it doesn't mean anything.
Right. Anyway, so
it's true.
Cans, you know, used. You know, you don't get to look up cans in the dictionary and have it come up with, you know, number one definition, headphones. In fact, I doubt the word cans in this dictionary is going to have headphones listed anywhere.
Is that the regular dictionary or Urban Dictionary?
Okay, it's their informal name for headphones, but way, 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 way down the list. I mean, not even in the main definition.
It is not a new term. I mean, it's been, cans have been headphones for a long time.
So, you know, I think that in order for it to be jargon, it generally has to be away from the standard dictionary definition. But, you know, if you disagree, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. More about the Church of Scientology from an insider, the niece of the head of the organization, is coming out in a book. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Jargon is defined by dictionary.com in a few different ways. The language, especially the vocabulary, peculiar to a particular trade, profession, or group, like medical jargon. Definition 2, unintelligible or meaningless talk or writing, gibberish. Definition 3, any talk or writing that one does not understand. 4, pigeon. I don't know what that means. Is that like a synonym for...
Pigeon is, the way one would speak English if one was a poor English speaker.
I see. Number five, language that is characterized by uncommon or pretentious vocabulary and convoluted syntax and is often vague in meaning. We're talking about the cult of Scientology and or the religion of Scientology, however you would prefer to put it, and an insider, someone who has spent a lot of time inside the church. She was the niece, or is the niece, of the head of the organization. So not L. Ron Hubbard, but the guy who's currently in charge of the Church of Scientology. She's written a book, and we'll continue talking about that here in moments. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. You may connect with the show in a variety of different ways. One of them is our mobile site, so just go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams, as well as the podcasts, all free of course. That's m.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI brings you the phone lines here at Don Free Talk Live. You can go find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL does accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you find accounts receivable to be an arduous and vexing task, SACL CAI can take care of that for you. Again, SACL CAI.
So the news is about a lady who has come out. Her name is Jenna Miscavige Hill. She is the niece of David Miscavige, who's currently running the group, the Church of Scientology. She's saying she was forced to work as a child. She was at a work camp, basically, for 6 years of her life. She claims that they worked her for many hours every day, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, in the hot desert sun in a location that they call The Ranch. That's capitalized as a pronoun, The Ranch in San Jacinto, which is about 90 miles southeast of Los Angeles. She said it was like a military boot camp with grueling drills, endless musters, exhaustive inspections, and arduous physical labor that no child should have to do. She interned there as a child of the Sea Org, which is the elite of the church, and they paid her a weekly wage of $45 for working 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. It also says here they had to drag around enormous rocks and dig irrigation channels. She says that this was really inappropriate for young children.
How young is young in this case? Where
she said she was there until she was 12, from 6 okay. to 12.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, $45 is a lot of jack, though.
It is.
I mean, for, you know, I never got that kind of money at 12.
I got $7 an hour as an allowance.
$7 an hour?
No, I meant a week.
A week, okay.
The Church of Science, yeah, but you weren't dragging heavy rocks around and digging channels in the earth.
No, I'm just wondering what they did with this kind of money. I mean, I agree with you, but it's just kind of, all very interesting.
Yeah, good question. If you're staying on the ranch, how often do you get into town where you can go to the mall or something like that? The Church of Scientology is so...
And how many days a week did she get these 14-hour days?
She said 7 hours. Excuse me, 7 days a week.
Okay.
So that doesn't leave you much time for shopping.
That doesn't leave you much time for anything except for sleeping.
That's right. The Church of Scientology's celebrity members include Tom Cruise. Well, the church says that the children are treated fine. So she's claiming slave labor. They're claiming, oh, no, everything's okay. Of course, you know Tom Cruise, John Travolta, Juliette Lewis, apparently the singer Beck, all members of the Church of Scientology. But she says that the stars were shielded from the dark side of the shadowy organization. She says, quote, there was never a risk that they would get exposed to child labor or something similar that the church didn't want them to see. Celebrities wouldn't know from talking to them, to Sea Org members, or watching them whether they'd been paid their $45 that week or if they missed their families. The ex-Scientologist who, like Wright and other ex-church members, including Canadian director and screenwriter Paul Haggis, who published an open letter when he left, also criticizes its reported disconnection policy. The rule, which the church denies having, allegedly bans all Scientologists from any contact with ex-members who criticize the organization. Its spokeswoman, which is sounds, you know, very similar to the discussion we were having about the Jehovah's Witness group as well. Very, you know, it's very important to these people to ostracize anybody that doesn't connect with their propaganda and their dogma.
Well, a lady called in and said that was intended to protect the group, as it were. You know,
right, from anybody that might ask tough questions.
Right, I guess. I mean, I can't imagine what else it's about. You know, the tough questions that I've got in my mind, I've had people write me emails thanking me. I got one recently for asking these hard questions of Christianity. For whatever reason, that brought something up in them. I don't propose to take away the things that give people hope and joy, but my experience growing up in Christianity is it didn't do a lot of that for me. Not what I experienced.
The spokesman cast, this is the spokesman for the church, cast doubt on the claims made in the book, saying, quote, "Those who decide a religious order isn't for them are free to move on with their lives, as Ms. Hill did. Every religion has its detractors. There's no faith that can satisfy everyone's spiritual needs," she says. "Revisionist histories are typical of apostate behavior, and tabloid tales should always be taken with an enormous grain of salt." So she's making some pretty outrageous claims. The church is saying, nope, nothing to those claims. We don't treat kids like that. So what's the truth? Is it somewhere in between, or is this lady telling the whole truth?
There have been a lot of claims against Scientology in the past, and it tends to make one, you know, when there's a preponderance of claims out there, it tends to make one, jump to conclusion. I've never heard this particular claim before.
So I was going to just ask you, specific to children, or...
No, I'm just talking about all the claims that
okay.
go out there.
Because I've never heard this before. Not that I'm a Scientology expert.
No, I don't hunt around. I mean, you know, since I don't have any interest in the religion at all, I don't hunt around for information on it. Some people find it, worth making a fuss over. I don't.
Maybe it's something that only comes up when dealing with this elite group and their kids. Maybe not all children in Scientology are assigned to a work camp of some sort. Maybe it's only the higher level kids in order to try to keep it quiet. Who knows what their, excuse is or, what's really going on.
Well, she should be able to point to some, situations. She should be able to, rather than writing the book... She should have gone on and done investigative journalism, got some video of this going, this happening. If it's still in existence, the camp or the farm or whatever they call it.
The ranch.
Get out there and let's get some footage. Let's get some video. These kids are out there working 14 hours a day. We should be able to get some long range, cameras to take some pictures. Use those wildlife cameras that they've got out there and set up a blind. It shouldn't be that hard.
A quick Google search for Scientology and forced labor reveals an L.A. Los Angeles Times story. Scientology did not violate forced labor law, according to an appeals court. 855-450-FREE, that was in regards to I don't believe that was the ranch, something else entirely. But more coming up here. Maybe you've been involved in the Church of Scientology, and you'd like to tell us a little bit more than what's been revealed here. 855-450-FREE, take control, bring up anything you want. Free Talk Live.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are we true? so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The Church of Scientology says you can leave anytime you want to. Is that really true, though, if you're 7 years old and working on a place called The Ranch, 90 miles southeast of Los Angeles?
Only if you can get your brainwashed parent to let you out.
Yeah, that's something that concerns me. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You're welcome to call, to chime in here with your thoughts, especially your experience, if you've been involved not just in the Church of Scientology, but any strange cult-like religion that you would like to share with us and our listeners. We'll certainly take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Also, we're available to you on Skype. You can connect with us with username lrn.fm. But Mark, before we get back to cult talk, there's huge, huge news. Major milestone in Bitcoin history.
Yeah, it looks like I'm looking at bitcoin.clarkmoody.com. This is my favorite little website. I'm going to post it up on the Facebook page, and it just sort of shows what Bitcoin's doing at any given time. And I'm very excited with it. It gives the candle format, which I prefer. And, Bitcoin has topped out at above 50 now. It appears to be taking a run on up to 51, as a matter of fact. It's at 50.80 at the moment. So it could very well make 51 this evening. I don't know. Bitcoin's on a big run, and 50 has been kind of a stopping point for a while.
It's never made it to 50 before tonight. This is a momentous occasion, and you were saying before that
people just like round numbers. If you were living in England, to pound sterling, you know,
wouldn't
it
be the same
to you.
But you said that, you know, people are emotional about the market, and that, you know, that 50 for a lot of people was a big point, an emotional barrier.
All you have to do is see what happened today, and you'll realize that breaking 50 really mattered, because suddenly, Bitcoin's, we're through 51. People are buying Bitcoins at 51 now.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
It's just,
I mean, it was 50 when we were in the middle of the break.
That's right.
So it's gone up a dollar in 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's correct.
I mean, the next stop, 100?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I firmly believe that Bitcoin's going to go to 100. That's my belief. You know, you can take that for what it's worth. And, I'm thoroughly invested. So, you know, people that are thoroughly invested tend to be somewhat like these the Scientologists, thoroughly invested that their kids are being well treated at this ranch place. So I don't know what to say.
All right, so give me a basic summary, Julia, of what a Bitcoin is.
Me?
You don't have to. Just,
I am terrible at defining Bitcoin.
You're buying them every week.
I like them, yes.
So you must be convinced something about them.
Well, I really trust Mark's opinion of them.
I'll get a little more technical since you don't mind taking a little extra time here. Bitcoin is a unit that's highly divisible. It's divisible by up to 8 decimal places, which gives it a lot of divisibility. 8 decimal places is like a million or something.
That's
isn't that
only
right?
Because of the limit they've set now. It could be divisible even
it's
further.
It's infinitely divisible, a given Bitcoin.
Right.
So each unit is a... It has a pair of these 256-bit encryption. So there's a public pair and there's a private pair. So that's this each divisible unit has these are these unbreakable codes, and so one can essentially trade these codes. You get a public key and a private key for when you possess the code, and when you trade it off to somebody, the code's changed and you no longer have access to it. So it's an online currency. It allows one to have this secure, uncounterfeitable, uninflatable, and by inflatable I mean nobody can create new ones. You can't
arbitrarily.
I can't arbitrarily create new ones.
They are creating new ones by mining them.
That's correct. And as the program is expected and that kind of thing. So it's occurring. It's just not.
But the mining rate's predictable.
Yeah.
And so it's not like somebody can just come in there with a lever, pull that, and crank out some fresh Bitcoins at any rate they want, which is what the government can do with their money system.
And will, at any given
time. And is doing,
And this is, Bitcoins are a response to fiat currencies. Fiat currencies are currencies that are handed down by government. Fiat. The governments say, this little piece of green paper is money, and this is how we want to be paid our taxes. You will also accept this money as legal tender, or there'll be trouble.
I think one of my favorite things about Bitcoins and one of the reasons why I have some is I like the idea of having complete control of at least some of your money. So let's say the government decided tomorrow that it wanted to go in and anyone who's associated with the Free State Project, all of your money is seized, right? So they'll go to your bank and there is not a bank that I know of in America and around the world that would not give that to them, right? They hand it right over because they have some sort of deal worked out with them.
Governments and banks, no matter where they are and what country they're in, tend to be very closely tied. By the way, it's now above 52. So
now, I'm looking at this chart here, Mark, bitcoin.clarkmoody.com, and apparently mine's not working correctly for whatever reason. Yours is. I have to keep refreshing to get the latest info.
Yeah, but mine has decided that it's going to do that, too. There's just a lot of people on there.
Is it where the top... The top furthest most right price is the price, or where the line with the red line is? Because mine has a red line at 51.48,
that's
but the top price is 52.
That's the difference between the buy and the sell
at
that time.
So what do you pick as the price?
I generally, if people are buying at the buy price at the buy price, then I'll use that. It's basically what the answer is the last one, whichever occurred last, a buy or a sell.
Gotcha. So, anyway, it's fascinating to watch all this happen, and I like that it's decentralized, that it can't be attacked by the government. I think that's really important. It can help people protect the money that they have from the government's manipulation by them printing more money out. And, of course, there's no guarantee Bitcoin's going to keep going up. I mean, it could turn down. Now, it could just start falling, and it could go down to who knows what level. We've seen it go down as low as 37-something within the last week or so. So you don't know what you're going to get. There's no way to predict the future. But I think there's some real value in this currency. And the market's speaking, right? The market is saying there's value. They're saying there's $50-something dollars worth of value in each one of these Bitcoins because it's encrypted, because it's unbreakable, because the government can't take it, because you can transfer money instantaneously, internationally, to anyone, anywhere that has an internet connection.
Right, and people that say, for instance, I do have a question here for my Bitcoin question of the day, and
let's
I was actually going to answer two. I want to answer this one because you just brought it up, but I have another one that I want to answer now because I think it's a particularly good time to answer it. So, first off, people will claim that Bitcoin has no intrinsic value because it's an online digital currency and you can't hold it in your hand, I think is what they're saying. It has no corporeal value in the sense, or, you know, real world value in the sense you can hold it together. But I mean, what is value? What does value mean? What does intrinsic value mean? Value is something that someone will pay for something. For instance, you've seen at fairs where they have the kissing booth where, you know, get kissed for $1 or $2.
I've never seen that, actually.
I've seen it on TV. I don't know that I've actually seen it done. But, you know, what value does a kiss have?
$2, apparently.
If somebody will slap down $2, it depends on who you're getting a kiss from is really the answer.
Yep.
And what kind of kiss it is.
If it's from Hilda, then maybe not
less.
$2.
Right. You know, if Ian's out giving out kisses.
Yeah, maybe I'd have to pay for that.
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, I might be able to sell them. I could go out and work Porkfest if you want to. If you want to work a booth, I'll go and get kisses for you. We'll sell them for $1 a piece for the AMP program. Okay. But you know, so what is value? Value is what someone will pay for something. What is intrinsic value? Intrinsic value means that something has sort of a use, I think. You know, for instance, people will talk about, usually people that say, it has no intrinsic value, are metal enthusiasts, which I am. I am a gold and silver enthusiast because I like the fact that, you know, gold and silver have never been worth zero. Now, Bitcoin, within the last few years, has been worth zero.
Mm.
You need to understand that about Bitcoin. It's a bit more of a risky investment than, say, gold or silver. But you can also see a lot of upside in it. You know, if you're keeping track of it, and I'm not at this moment. But
it's above 52.
It's above 52.
Yeah. Wow.
So, you know, it's got upside. But as far as intrinsic value, Bitcoin allows you to send and receive money around the globe. Do that with gold or silver. You can't. Make a necklace out of Bitcoins. You can't. It's because these things have intrinsic value that differs.
Yes.
Because it's not metal does not mean it does not have intrinsic value.
No doubt.
And because it can't be used as computer components doesn't mean it doesn't have intrinsic value.
All right, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating.
voting. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. Do it toll free. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, you can throw Bitcoin into the tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, or a fraction of a Bitcoin, because throwing one Bitcoin in these days is I'm sorry, Mark, you were chit-chatting while I was starting the show.
It's a pretty big tip.
Yeah. So, you know, it's $52 a Bitcoin right now. And if you want, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find some useful links to learn more about the Bitcoin there. You'll also find out some links to how to get Bitcoins. And there's also our Bitcoin address to which you may send the amount of Bitcoins of your choosing. And, Mark, I know you wanted to continue with some more Bitcoin questions.
Right. First off, I want to tell people how to get Bitcoins. You go to bitinstant.com and get your Bitcoins. It's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins with BitInstant. You can deposit in countries around the world, millions of locations, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account. There are lots of different ways that you have the option funding your account with, and tell them where your account is so that they, of course, can send the Bitcoins to you, and then make the deposit. It's that easy. It's bitinstant.com.
And I'd seen news, Mark, that they are back to doing direct Bitcoin deposits.
Again? Great.
Yes. They keep switching, and I don't like doing it when it doesn't go directly to my address.
I like that. I prefer that myself.
It's back. I can
confirm
learned that.
Something about BitInstant deposits this weekend. I'd never heard this before. So when I do BitInstant, I always go to Shaw's because it's a grocery store that's close to my work, and it's always it's really easy. I keep the little MoneyGram sheets at my desk, and I just fill it out before I go and go there. But I knew two people this weekend that went to CVS, and apparently it was kind of a pain. They had to use some sort of phone, like red phone.
Ian's done
I've used that, yeah. Wasn't that hard.
Oh, well, they didn't like it at all.
You pick up the phone, you talk to somebody, and then you check out.
I don't like new stuff either. I want somebody to
They didn't like that
through.
At all, and at Shaw's, you don't have to do that at all.
What do you do there?
At Shaw's, you just fill out a form that...
You do that at Walmart,
is and then you just give it to them, and they put it in the computer, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, personally, I will not be using CVS or anything like that, because I like the way... I'm used to my routine, and I like it better that way.
I've done it both ways.
Yeah, maybe some people don't want to be, you know, have their face seen when they're doing it. One thing about Bitcoins is they're potentially anonymous.
Oh, you're going to be recorded if you walk into any store on video.
Yeah, that much is true.
Yeah. So keep that in mind. Anyway, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And, Mark, you got a Bitcoin question of the the day?
And
or an extra one? You said you had two. We already did one, right?
Well, this is the one I wanted to do today.
Okay.
And we've had you know, plenty of different types of Bitcoin questions on the website. I asked for Bitcoin questions. And, you know, some people don't believe in Bitcoins. This gentleman said, how would one go about shorting the Bitcoin craze? And so I looked it up. Now, I'm no expert when it comes to these things. Generally, when I've...
Me neither. I couldn't even tell you what shorting means. I've heard of some sort of financial thing, but...
It's a financial thing that means sort of betting against something.
Okay, so how do you bet against the Bitcoin?
Yes.
Good question.
So I went and looked at wiki.bitcoin-otc. That stands for overthecounter.com. Mm-hmm. And they suggest... that you put a put. So let's say that you know, they're claiming that one would want to go to one of these Bitcoin exchanges, and you essentially put a put on it for a period of time. So if you think in 6 months that Bitcoin's going to be worth less than it is today, you buy some Bitcoins and then get a put, which is... you know, a commitment to buy in a certain period of time. So, Ian, if I say that I'm going to sell you some Bitcoins, you know, this is a contract between you and I. I say I'm going to sell you some Bitcoins at $52 a piece.
Okay.
Because that's what they're worth right now. And you'll, you know, in 6 months, you'll either take that contract or you won't. Now, generally, you have to put the money into escrow. Right.
Meaning you put the money out, that way you can't, like, pull it back. Cause
right. You know, that way you've...
Somebody else holds it. A third
everybody's
party
everybody's committed at that point. So I'm committed with my 10 Bitcoins or whatever at $52, and you're committed with your, you know, $520.
Okay.
And that would be how you would short Bitcoins. Or you can just go ahead and hold the incredibly moral and valuable currency known as the U.S. dollar. You know, I mean...
Or any other world currency issued by a government.
Yeah, you can just pick any of them. But, I mean, you know, if you're going to pick a currency that's that's backed by, you know, force and violence of an organization that's, you know, that claims a monopoly privilege of the force and violence over a given landmass, why in the world would you want to pick anyone but the United States dollar? I mean, that's the organization that claims monopoly privilege on the entire planet. So just go ahead and go with the U.S. dollar. Or if you don't like that, you can stick, say, with silver or gold. I recommend them as for stability. I think that they're a nice, safe bet, and a lot of experts are saying that silver and gold are poised for heading upwards. I kind of feel like they've been saying that for the last 2 years that I've been in gold and silver.
I bought silver originally when they were $9 a piece, ounce of silver, so yep. They've gone up over time.
They sure have. But they've kind of been a little flat for the last couple of a few months. But when they make a run, you're just, you know, you're out of luck if you don't have them.
But this person's wanting to bet against Bitcoin without buying them, right? I mean, you gave an answer for how you can bet against it by buying them as a put in the future.
You might, maybe you can set up a website. Maybe they can set up a website where they can bet, where people can bet against Bitcoin.
Why does anyone care if Bitcoins are popular? If you don't like them, don't buy them. Who cares?
No. Yeah. You know,
just bothers you that.
Well, there are some people that don't like us even talking about them on this show. They will complain when we do a Bitcoin infomercial. You know, they'll say things like that. So some people would rather the discussion be elsewhere.
But we've talked about metals and are happy to talk about, you know, gold and silver on this
show. Yeah, we've never really had anybody attack us for talking about gold or silver.
We did one time when we brought Ted Anderson on way back in the day. Had, you know, people said it felt too infomercially. And, you know, maybe that was just us being bad at doing interviews or something. I don't know. But
that's the closest. Is there such thing as an infomercial where you really believe in the product? Because infomercials that I see, they've basically hired somebody to...
A spokesperson.
Right, and it's scripted, and you sell this product. But you personally use Bitcoins and gold and silver, and you really believe this. So is that an infomercial?
I don't know. I mean,
I think that's a great definition, Julia, because, yeah, when we talk about Bitcoin, we're well-informed on it, or at least more so than the average person, probably, and we are believers in the product, so that sort of sets it apart from what everybody would typically describe as an infomercial. I mean, does the Slap Chop guy actually believe in the Slap Chop?
It looks really convincing.
I mean,
that's his job,
but it looks great.
I wouldn't be able to pay you to promote the U.S. dollar on this show because you wouldn't talk
right.
about something that you don't believe.
I'll take the dollars, but yeah, I don't believe in them. I'm not a fan of them. So I think that's an interesting discrepancy. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Seth on the line in Orlando. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I saw an interview with Peter Schiff where he brought up an interesting point about Bitcoin. He seemed intrigued by the idea, but he asked one question. Well, can you pay your taxes with it?
Of course. Why the hell would you want to pay taxes?
I agree. I totally agree. But, I mean, you know, for those people who don't want to lose their homes and go to jail, you know.
Well, I find that'll be a little disingenuous. Peter Schiff is in the business of, you know, for one, he does funds. I've got one of his funds. I'm in it, and so full disclosure here. But he also has a metals sales wing that he does, the Euro Pacific Metals, I think is what it's called.
Most states won't accept.
Bitcoin is in direct competition to him.
Well, I would ask him if I was asked that question. Can one? I would ask, could one pay one's taxes in silver or gold?
No.
Right. So I mean, you know, he sells things and advocates things that one cannot pay one's taxes with.
That's true. Yeah, you got a good point. Yep.
I'm not against gold and silver. I'm for gold and silver. And I think that, you know, somebody who just sells everything and goes, you know, straight into Bitcoin is taking a very big risk.
It's usually a bad idea to put all your eggs in one basket, so
exactly,
to speak.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. So,
anything else you want to share?
So you don't think that that's necessarily a deal breaker to try to persuade someone to use Bitcoin, the fact that you can't pay taxes with it? That shouldn't. I mean,
to get into liquid form, you have to. I mean, you can't pay taxes with a mutual fund either. You have to sell the shares of the mutual fund and get into dollars.
Right, and you have to sell the Bitcoin to turn them into dollars.
You can't pay it with municipal bonds. You can't pay with any kind of investment that exists out there except for U.S. dollars from which you write a check.
So not a big deal. You just sell a few bitcoins, pay your taxes, and move on.
There you go. I mean, that's if you had all your money in bitcoins, which I don't recommend. I mean, I've got money in a bank account that's in U.S. dollars, and I've got bitcoins and some silver. So there you go, Seth. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, thanks,
appreciate it. 855 450 free. We have a movie star on hold. He's going to come on with us in hour number two in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.